House prices might have soared to record highs, but apartments are in oversupply across many parts of Australia, and many would-be buyers don't fancy what's on offer. And given the pandemic, they're looking for a little more space. A Victorian parliamentary inquiry is now examining how to improve design standards for apartments to make them more attractive, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
For some people, like Melbourne woman Genevieve, there's no chance she'd ever live in an apartment.
No.
Why not?
Too small, and I'd like to have a garden and space, you know, rather than being surrounded by other people and having to rely on lifts and those sorts of things.
Others, like Anthony, who lives in the inner northern suburb of Carlton North, are happy with apartment living, but he's been selective.
We're living in a 90s build apartment. The newer apartments are just much more tight. There's no separate laundry. The kitchen is generally just runs sort of parallel with the entry space.
A Victorian government inquiry is now looking at whether it can turn people like Anthony into longer-term apartment dwellers by improving design.
Apartments are not easy to change. You can't just add an extra room. You can't just rip out a wall. So the importance of getting it right in the first place is absolutely essential.
Labor MP Sarah Connolly is the chair of the Victorian Parliamentary Environment and Planning Committee, which is leading the inquiry.
So after months, years of no proper ventilation, not being able to open in some cases windows, not having windows, and not having storage, the things that you might take for granted in living in a house or a townhouse takes its toll. So what we're finding is that, you know, people will then move out.
The aim of the inquiry is to work out how to ensure apartments are a more sustainable, longer-term living option.
If you're not sort of building these apartments right from the get-go and you've just got, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dog boxes, it really limits the ability for, you know, people of all different walks of life to be able to use them at different stages of their life.
Ensuring apartments are built to standard is relatively new.
Before 2017, we didn't have any guidelines in the planning system relating directly to apartment design in Victoria.
Dr. Tom Alves from the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute led the development of those guidelines, the Better Apartment Design Standards.
Apartments have tended to be developed for an investor market and often then, you know, lived in by households with a rental tenure, and while that's fine, there just aren't those options for people who may want to live in an apartment as an owner-occupier. We need to make sure that those apartments are actually the kinds of housing that people will choose to live in and that people will want to live in.
That's Dr. Tom Alves from the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute. Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.